It is time right now for our Caregiver Corner program on AM 1300 KGLO. I'm Tim Fleming, and we have with us on the live line this morning, Lark Trigstad. Hi, Lark.
Hi, good morning.
How are you doing today?
Really well.
Good.
It's going to be a good day.
Yeah, well, every day in the springtime is a good day.
Yes, yeah. And we get pretty nice rain.
Yeah, you get a little rain, you get a little sun, you get a little change in
yeah.
in color, where leaves will be growing soon, and the grass
turns. Mood perks up.
Yeah, everything perks up just a little bit. Hey, speaking of perking up, I saw the note you sent about the program for this week.
Yeah, yeah.
And the title right up on top said, "Shut Up and Listen."
Oh, I know. That's pretty bold.
Yes, pretty bold. You know, it certainly is a different title. Tell me what the lesson is here with that, Laura.
Well, you know, in caregiving, I wanted to emphasize a new way of learning about caregiving that's probably non-traditional, but seems to work. And I think that's the way it is now. We have different avenues to learning. And this one in particular talks about how, myself included, we have a tendency to interrupt. But when we take the time to listen, we learn a lot more about our loved one's needs. You know, asking a simple question will get you all the answers you need.
Generally speaking, someone in our family, a grandparent, a parent, a sibling, a child, a spouse, will be among the 10 to 12 million people at any point in time who needs help. And as a result, we'll likely be drafted into service, joining the 40 million Americans who are currently serving in the role of family caregiver.
Can you imagine 40 million Americans?
Yeah.
And wow. This is a big, well, it's a public health issue, actually. So I gleaned the one question intervention from a YouTube video about caregiving, and it was a 3-minute conversation with a quote unquote caregiver expert, counselor, and educator from Canada. And she is kind of a humorist too. She really made me think though about a practical tip when finding out what matters to the caree. So often as a family member, we start chatting and small talk and really believe there can't be any awkward silent intervals. So one of my problems is that I talk too fast, and I feel like I'm the informer of the family, so I'm trying to get the information out. And sometimes, even so, I don't forget myself, but sometimes it comes over as interrupting.
Okay, so I'm on to this now a little bit. Some of the most effective communication strategies in interviewing people, like yeah. I do, is effective silence.
Yeah.
It just seems like you wouldn't do that with a family member. It sure isn't rocket science, but if you really want to find out what is happening in the caree's world when you're not there, it really does make sense.
Right, and so here's the strategy. Ask one question. Instead of chit-chatting about the grandchildren or the grocery store and keep going on and on, it is far more important, a caregiver, for them to learn about the caree and what is going on in their life. So ask one open-ended question that the person cannot answer yes or no to, then zip it up. For instance, she suggests asking, "How's your day going?" or "How did yesterday go?"
So this counselor recommends that caregivers zip it up and listen. Listen. Or as she calls it, shut up and listen.
Yeah. And she teaches workshops, but her very effective strategy of these short segment 3-minute clips affords the caregiver the luxury of a teachable moment. You know, so many times caregivers are stressed and burning the candle at both ends. And her video can be found on YouTube or at caring.com. And in the future, if we can connect caregivers to really valuable, concise, and sometimes humorous delivery methods in practical ways, They just don't forget. And I think because of technology and the pandemic, short how-to videos range from putting exercise equipment together or changing a furnace filter is possible. So why not caregiving?
Yeah, yeah. She also points out that this technique really works if you just shut up and listen. We sometimes have tendencies to interrupt. Mm-hmm. She reassures the caregiver that this is, well, it's human nature. It happens all the time.
Right. And she points out that you can learn a lot through observation. And is the person or the caree telling a story and making up how they would like it to be? Or are they having some difficulties with cooking, medication, or paying bills? And here's my old trick that we used in geriatric assessment. We used to have a saying on assessment, is it they say they can do, or they can do, or is it do-do? and that goes for the family, too.
Well, yeah, it's kind of like me, Lark, when I'm interviewing different people. Sometimes yeah. I get folks who will say to me, so what questions are you going to ask me?
Oh.
And I will say, in return, I will say, well, it depends what you say.
That's right. You're so spontaneous, and well, that's a skill.
It's listening and finding out where the conversation is going to be able to ask the next question.
Why don't we do that with our family? I mean, I just don't sometimes.
Well, it's, you know, and she ends with this is not too complicated to do, and for most of us, but for some of us, I guess it is. So as the saying goes, zip it and listen, you know?
Yeah. I thought, oh boy, that was a very cute way and bold way of saying, you know, this is a good communication skill.
Well, it may be a quiet conversation, but it may be a very valuable conversation that somebody can have with a loved one.
Absolutely, too, because you're going to their needs and you're not dumping just because you're nervous that you have to fill up the time with dialogue. So, great.
Awesome stuff. Lark, you always have good stuff. And for people that are interested in finding out more information about caregiving, I know North Iowa SageLink is a great site.
Oh, you know, I can't say it enough that there's valuable information there. There's refereed information from valued authorities, and people can trust it. It's not, we don't put anything on the site that is not reviewed by credible experts, and it's really neat. There are a lot of blogs all over about caregiving and aging, and actually, that's not what our site is about. It's more about self-improvement, learning how to pick up some strategies and adapt them to your life, basically. So that's it, NorthIowaSageLink.com.
Fantastic. Fantastic stuff. As always, Lark, great to talk to you this morning.
You too.
Enjoy a great week, and I'm going to keep listening, okay?
All right. Well, that's very kind.
Have a good
one. Bye-bye.
Bye now. That's Lark Trakestad with us, and that's our Caregiver Corner program. I'm Tim Fleming on AM 1300 KGLO.